For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's going on, Hoop Ballers? It's your boy, Troy Murkowski here, with another episode of Today in Sports Betting. We got a nice NBA slate going on for tonight. Six games. First one, 7 p.m., Orlando Magic hosting the Toronto Raptors. These teams just played each other Sunday. Toronto won that matchup. Score of, I believe it was 115-102. Yes, 115-102. Raptors sit at 8-12. Magic sit at 8-13. Raptors are 6-point favorites, over-under sitting at 214 right now. And I'm here to tell you this is a stay-away kind of game. I don't trust the Raptors to win by that much again. You know, the revenge factor is there for the Magic for sure. But the way I look at it is the Raptors just have not been good this year. There's a reason they're 8-13. Everyone really thought, oh, it's going to be the 76ers and the Celtics and the Raptors and the Nets fighting for the East, excuse me. And it's not. The Raptors aren't going to be fighting for anything, maybe a 9 seed so they can play in. But this is one of those stay away from me games. I mean, slight lean on the under maybe, but again, I'd stay away. I don't like it. Maybe find your player props you like in there. But I don't see that. I see that game being a little closer than the last one. Next up, 7:30. Brooklyn Nets hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. The over-under is at 241.5 right now, and I'm here to tell you it's going to go over. It's going to go over because the Nets don't play defense, and they're going to get the Clippers into a shootout with them pretty much. The Nets don't play defense. I'm not saying they're bad at defense. I'm saying they do not play defense. There's a reason they've let up 140 to the Cavs twice, and then the Wizards just earlier this on the past weekend. They just don't play defense. But here's the thing: you can look at all the angles you want and all the ways that you think this game is going to go out. Sometimes you just got to simplify it. Don't overthink it. Harden, KD, Kyrie. +105 on the money line. Obviously, they're not favored because the Clippers are number one in the West right now. They've been handling their business. But I like that Nets money line. +105. A little bit better than even odds. KD didn't play last game, so he's got some more rest. James Harden has been phenomenal. People love to hate on James Harden. Get it out of my face. He's representing all the lefty people and bearded people out there. So I appreciate you, James Harden. He's been balling, and he is an amazing passer and playmaker and creator. People, when he was in Houston, they're like, oh, he just shoots threes and he gets to the free throw line. Well, he actually does a lot more than that. And his passing is so underrated, in my opinion. I really like me some James Harden, and I like the Nets on this one. Excuse me. The over 241.5, that's just a little cherry on top because I think it's going to go over. But that's me. Excuse me. Next, at 8 o'clock, Pacers host the Grizzlies. Pacers are 5-point favorites. Over-under sitting at 223, and this is another stay-away-from-it game for me. I mean, maybe Pacers -5 just because the value, because it's at -105 odds instead of your average -110. But that's not that much value. You're still paying for juice. And the over-under at 223, I mean, I'd lean under just because these teams, they don't give up a lot of points and they also don't score a lot of points. You know, they're both about middle of the road to bottom of the league when it comes to scoring and points per game. And three-point attempts, three-point percentage, they just don't fill it up. I know last time I recorded, Vince said he had the Pacers making it to the finals. And I wonder if he still feels that way now that it's been a couple weeks, because I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't even see them getting top four seed, maybe four, but they're about a four or five seed to me. The Grizzlies are going to be floating around your 10, 11 area. They were without Ja for a little bit, so it's a little understandable. But this is another just stay away from me game. It's just like that Raptors Magic game. You know, your gut says, okay, well, the Patriots can cover that. They're the better team. But I don't see it happening. I don't know. This is one of those ones where I look at all the angles and I'm just like, stay away. Don't force it. You don't want to force it. I did that in the bubble. I bet every single game in the bubble, bet all the majority of the over-unders, and I think I was just around 52% or something like that. So, you know, not enough to cover the juice. You don't want to force it. That's probably my number one tip for everybody that's getting into sports betting, is don't force a bet. Don't force yourself to place it. Only place it if you really feel confident in it. And I don't feel confident in anything in this game. Maybe under, just because, like I said, they don't score a lot. But it's just another stay-away game for me. Next up, 8 o'clock, Washington Wizards hosting the Portland Trail Blazers. Wizards are 2.5-point favorites. Over-under sitting at 240.5. That's probably going to go over. I mean, again, these teams, they give up a lot of points. The Wizards lead the league in opponent points per game. They're the only team that lets up over 120 points a game. The Blazers are not too far off behind them. They let up 117 points per game. So these are two teams that they don't really play defense. You could say their defense is bad or whatever, I guess, because they're not at the extent of the Nets, who do not play defense, but they don't play defense that well. They do fill it up, though. I mean, they're both about middle of the road, but the thing is, Portland's without Jusuf Nurkić and CJ McCollum. That's two of their three best players right there. I mean, outside of Damian Lillard, those are the two guys. And if Damian Lillard is your only person, I mean, he can hit it from the logo. We know that. This one's smelling like stay away from the spread. I mean, I would lean Portland 2.5, but they're just so bad. But so are the Wizards. That's why I would say over, because they're bad enough to where they're gonna give off that many points. They both love to shoot threes a lot, and they make them at a pretty decent clip. So I would say over. But for the spread, this is just a stay away from me. Maybe lean Portland. I mean, I maybe lean Portland. And you can hear in my voice how not confident I am in that spread at all. Don't force it. 10 p.m., Utah Jazz hosting the Detroit Pistons. Jazz are 12-point favorites. Over-under sitting at 218. 12 points. I say it all the time in my write-ups. Double-digit spread is a lot. Now, here's the reason why they're probably going to cover, though. I don't know if any of you watched that Denver-Utah game on Sunday. Rudy Gobert got embarrassed. Rudy Gobert got cooked, flambéed, sautéed, braised, whatever you want to say. Rudy Gobert was barbecue chicken falling off the bone. Jokic got tied his career high 47. He got buckets every kind of way. Threes, layups, jumpers, up and unders. Just a myriad of buckets from Nikola Jokic on Rudy Gobert. Now, I'm pretty vocal in my anti-Rudy Gobert. But if you're a defensive player of the year and you want to, you know, get that title again, this is one of those games where you got to come back. You just got embarrassed. You just got outclassed by Denver. Pistons are a lowly team, you know, towards the bottom of the East. What are they? I think they're 10th in the East. Oh, excuse me. They're 14th in the East at 5-15. Only the Wizards are worse. Meanwhile, Jazz are second in the West right now, 15-5. You know, they got mirrored records here. The Jazz have to, in my opinion, they have to cover here. They have to if they want anyone to take them seriously. What I'm saying is, if they only scrape by here, if they only get like a 5-point win, a 6-point win, I'm going to really start questioning them more than I already do. I like Donovan Mitchell. I like what he does. He's a great playmaker. But Rudy Gobert, man. The NBA tweeted out a highlight package from Nikola Jokic. There was one point Jokic went up and under, and Rudy Gobert has his hands down. How can you have your hands down if you're the rim protector? Your hands should always be straight up. You're supposed to be the tall trees that they can't get over. Had his hands down, looked out to the perimeter because he thought Jokic dished it out, and meanwhile Jokic just bobbled it and laid it right back in. Jokic had time to bobble it, catch it, and lay it back in before Rudy Gobert even turned around and realized, oh, he's still here. I'm not buying that rim protector stuff. Give me Anthony Davis. Give me Giannis. Not Rudy Gobert. I don't care if he's leading the league in blocks or screen assists or whatever fun little stat you want to throw at me. If he wants me to take him for real, and who am I? I'm just some guy. He doesn't want me to take me for real or anything. But if he wants the league, the other players, to take him for real and actually pretend that he's a defensive player of the year, this is one of those ones the Jazz have to cover. They have to. I'd laugh if the Pistons won. They're plus 620 on the money line. I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying, be a lot of laughs. But it's a revenge game for the Jazz. They should cover. Over under at 218, I'd take the over. Like I said, this is one of those ones the Jazz want to put their foot on the throats. Last game on the docket, Golden State Warriors hosting the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 2.5-point favorites. Over-under sits at 227. Right here, I'm getting all these odds from mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Make sure you go over there, get an account, make an account, and the promo code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, HOOPBALL, and you'll get something nice. And you know what? It'd make me feel really good if you did that. I'd appreciate it. Anyways, final game, Celtics-Warriors. Celtics 2.5-point favorites, over under 227. Warriors plus 120 on the money line. The Celtics lost that close one to the Lakers, 95-96. Warriors, on the other hand, coming off the they didn't play Sunday. They didn't play yesterday either. So they got a couple of days rest coming into here. Last game was Saturday. I mean, same for the Celtics. They played the Pistons. They handled the Pistons, 118-91. And like I said, Celtics lost that close one, that nail-biter. Jason Tatum was phenomenal in that game. Jaylen Brown looks amazing. I love Jaylen Brown. I think he's a great player.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Warriors are still living that dynasty high, and I don't blame them. If I won three NBA rings, I'd be talking like it too. Klay Thompson coming out and making fun of Roddy Magruder was all good and funny. But I think whenever teams see the Warriors, they circle that because they're like, man, the Warriors during that five-year run, they just embarrassed people. They ran it up on people. And people don't appreciate that. When you're an NBA player, you're not going to appreciate a team, Steph Curry hitting a 40-foot three in your face and shimmying, you know what I'm saying? So I think this is one of those games. This is a perfect kind of bounce-back game angle for the Celtics. They lost that close one to the Lakers at home in TD Garden. Now they're going on the road for this, I want to say it's a three-game, four-game road trip. You know, they play the Warriors tonight. Then they don't play again until Friday. They play the Clippers. So these are two road games. Some might say they're looking ahead, but that's three whole days until they play the Clippers. You know what I mean? So for me, I'd take Boston. I'd take Boston on the points. I think they come out strong. Jason Tatum, like I said, been balling. Warriors give up 115 points a game. Excuse me. I mean, I'm not saying the Celtics are like this offensive juggernaut, but they've got great players, and they got dudes that can fill it up. And the Warriors have been great, and they're starting to groove and gel. James Wiseman's been phenomenal. Kelly Oubre been a little disappointing with the threes, but still, they're a good team. But I like the Celtics here. I like the Celtics, and I like the over. So that's what I would be playing. You know, again, a lot of these games are stay away or slight leans. But I like the Celtics in that one. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll handle it. Either that or Steph Curry drops 50, which he can do at any moment, at any time. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. You guys want to – let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. Chiefs right now, 3.5-point favorites at minus 105 odds on my bookie, minus 170 on the money line, over under at 56.5. There's some props I'm looking at that I'm liking. So if you take a look, you go to your receiving yards. Tyreek Hill, 96.5 receiving yards, even money. For the under, for the over, 96.5, minus 130. That's a little steep with the juice, but I like the over. Both playoff games, he's gotten over 100. Last time they played the Bucks, he torched them. He had 207 yards, two touchdowns in the first quarter. Like, what? I think everyone looks at Tyreek Hill's speed because he's one of the fastest human beings alive, for sure. But it's his quickness and his change of direction and his route running. He's refined that so much in these last couple years. This year especially, you could tell. Yeah, he's got the speed to blow right by you, but if he shakes you a little bit on the outside, he can pick up those little 5 to 10 yards you need. Case in point, when Patrick Mahomes got hurt against the Browns in that divisional game, what'd they do? On the fourth down they needed, everyone thought they were going to punt. They went for it, and Tyreek Hill got the ball and got him what they needed and slid down. I like Tyreek Hill's over on this. I wouldn't be surprised if it moves up to 97, 98.5 and then gets down to your, you know, even juice. But I like the over on that one. Then you go ahead, take a look at touchdowns. Travis Kelce is going to be the focal point of this offense. The Bucs aren't going to let Tyreek Hill scorch them for 200 yards and a quarter again. They're going to be double him. They're going to do what they need to do to try to take out Tyreek Hill. Problem is, the Chiefs also have the best tight end in Travis Kelce, and he is Pat Mahomes' go-to man. Travis Kelce to score two touchdowns is plus 250, and I'm riding with that. I'm riding with that because I think he's going to be the first touchdown scorer as well, which he's plus 650, tied with Tyreek Hill for the best odds. But I think it's really going to come down to Travis Kelce. Can he break open? Can he give Pat Mahomes those little extra bit of room, those throws that you need on the third and longs, fourth and longs that you're going for? I like Travis Kelce to get a couple touchdowns. It's plus 250, first touchdown scorer, plus 650 on it. And like I said, there are thousands of props you can get for the Super Bowl. It's the biggest day in sports betting. Super Bowl is. I had a future. I placed this back in September, right at like a couple weeks into the season. Plus 490, Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And I got to tell you, I am loving that I got that. I get the Bucks. Tom Brady, don't bet against Tom Brady. But Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time. Yes, I said it. I said it already. And I said it after I saw him win it last year. He wins it again right now against Tom Brady. There's going to be no discussion in my mind because I like to exaggerate and speak in hyperbole. No discussion. Patrick Mahomes, greatest quarterback ever. I already have the Chiefs on that future, like I told you about. I'm taking the points at minus 105. They're 3.5-point favorites. I'm taking that, and I'm taking the over. And I am feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I'm not the NFL expert around here, but Patrick Mahomes, man, have you seen him play? Man makes 50-yard sidearm throws on money. It's insane. Give me Chiefs. Give me the points. Give me the over. Give me Travis Kelce, first touchdown score. Give me Travis Kelce, two touchdowns at plus 250. At least two touchdowns, I should say. Those are some of the props I'm looking at now. And we got, 5 days? We got 5 days to get some more prop betting in. And I'm sure I'll check in with you guys here throughout the week. Once again, I'm Troy Markowski. This has been Today in Sports Betting, and I thank you very much. You can go ahead and follow us at Hoopball Gaming, Hoopball Tweets, myself at Dwayne_TheRockJ on Twitter. And, yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Hoopballers.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.